4853-9797.
Right.
Yes.
We got the drop board?
Yeah. I don't know if we have the drop board. You know what? It's okay.
No, no drop board. It's okay.
Right. Rico, how the hell are you?
I'm good. I mean, sure, why not?
I know.
I'm good. I'm doing better than Suarez's hand, so I'm good.
Well, I was going to mention, yeah, well, I don't know. Are we? I don't know. I can't even hear you in my headphones anyway, so I have no idea what the heck's going on. But, hey, we'll just talk. As a fan last night, when Will Vest hit Suarez, what was your reaction as a Tiger, if you were a Tiger fan?
No, it was, wow. Of all the people, so many different thoughts went through your head. Like, did you just break his hand? Is he now, if you make the trade, is he off the trading blocks? You now got to wait 4 weeks for him to get here? Like, what just happened here?
Right.
So like, seriously, what just happened?
So the x-rays are negative, so that's good for him and any possible suitor of Eugenio Suarez. That's
right, but at the time, you didn't know.
Right. So you're sitting there saying, wait a second. We want you. How can we injure you? That is awful. That is ridiculous. But then a little reality started to hit in with me, and that was very simple. I didn't believe that the Tigers were going to ante up enough to get Suarez, so it's not the end of the world. Way to go, Will Vest. Not that I want to see a guy get hurt. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. If in the end they don't get him, then, you know, it's one of those no harm, no foul. But it's like, are you kidding me? Like, this may end up becoming like one of those Detroit things that you always harken back to and say, wow, remember when you were going to get Suarez and then you hurt him and then right. He was out and now everything changed and maybe, you know, maybe it's beneficial and it changes for the good. Kind of like when, Amici turned down the trade, but you got Ben Wallace
right.
Instead.
Yes.
Like, it worked into your favor.
Correct.
But I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, he wants to, you know, at the time, like, I thought they were involved with him. Stoney, I was sitting there just sitting, mind blown, like, not like this.
I know.
Not like this. Are you kidding me?
In a weird way, if they weren't going to, and everybody says he's going to get a haul, and I don't think Scott Harris was going to give up a haul, nor maybe should they give up a haul for a rental. But it just got me thinking, saying, man, oh, man, just so typical. Just so typical.
You did. We felt injured. Like that. Like, this is so Detroit.
Yeah.
On brand.
Yeah. You know, even if we were going to do this, okay, fine. I bought in. I was going to be happy if they got him. But now we're going to injure him. You're going to break his hand. Now, obviously, the x-rays were negative. He was still in pain when he was talking after the game. And we'll find out more stuff today.
Yeah, because I've had hand issues like that. You got to wait for the swelling to go down. And then you may see that, oh, there's a hairline fracture in
right.
there. There's something else. But right now they can't do anything because I'm quite sure his hand is swollen.
Right.
Don't think you're going to see him probably for the remainder of the series. Like, he may be out for a while.
So that could have been good for the Tigers.
It could have been.
Yeah.
It could have been, but it was just one of those, like, okay, did you just break his hand? So now if you make the trade, you got to wait some weeks for him to get here.
Yeah, you're not going to make a trade.
I mean, I guess I would still make the trade for him. He's a rental player, but technically, you need him for the playoffs, though.
Yes.
So, in essence, go rest up, go do your thing, and then join us in progress in basically September.
Yes.
We'll see you in September.
I haven't been able to get any clarification, and I couldn't figure it out because I don't think they mentioned it on the TV broadcast. I don't think Dan did on the radio either, whether Eduardo Rodriguez got booed last night. I don't think so. And it just shows the power of
declining. To ask.
Yeah.
Once we get everything set up, we'll have to ask Kenny.
Yeah.
Oh, exactly. By the way, for those wondering.
Yeah.
The 999 challenge got postponed.
Yes.
Kenny has some stuff pop up. So. Right.
Plus the traffic getting down there.
He didn't
was
get to
ridiculous.
The game on time.
Yeah.
So we're going to do it later in case you're wondering what happened to the hot dog roller. Trust me, I brought the bat. It's in the back of my car. I was going full Office Space on that hot dog roller.
Well,
I was going to destroy it in the parking lot.
There is a game this evening. Maybe he'll want to go to.
You know, I'm thinking maybe. Well, I guess we can't do that because I was like, maybe we send him down there on Wednesday, but I don't think he wants to. You don't want nine beers and Kenny coming to work.
No.
So
if Kenny's on nine beers and then he has to come back.
You know what, Kenny may be funny, though.
Yes. Then he has to come back here. You know, we'll set up the 97-1 the ticket Uber. Yeah. And we'll transport him safely.
Hey, what you got to say about that, Kenny? Oh, wait, you can't.
Yeah.
But no, when I saw what happened in the ninth inning, I was just flabbergasted would be the word.
Yeah.
Just so many emotions, so many different things ran through my head. Like, was that, and you hit him? Does this nullify the trade? What happened here.
Yes. And I'm sure, look, there are a lot of other fan bases besides ours who are sitting there saying, oh my God, we thought we were going to get this
thanks,
guy.
Detroit.
Yeah. Thanks, Detroit. And especially Arizona, because they don't want to, you know, they want to get something for
him. Right. Because now it may hurt his value.
Yes.
Where, maybe it was an evil genius plan. Hit him. Decrease
By the way,
the value.
You mentioned maybe the showcase of Melton yesterday. He certainly showed he's got some good stuff. I don't think people should be overreacting. It would be weird if they did make a trade and he was part of it after pitching really well last night.
Well, you know what's funny?
You know, five strikeouts, no walks, you know, five hits in seven innings.
I mean, it's funny because I wonder if fans feel differently about him after. Because what did we say yesterday? They needed starting pitching.
Yes.
He goes out there. He looks great last night. I mean, here's the thing. His first start.
Was that?
He gave up the grand slam.
Right.
He gave up a lot of runs, but he settled down.
Yes.
Now, that was the one thing that I did like because I was like, okay, your first game, man, you're rattled. You just gave up a grand slam. You waited your entire life. You flew your family in.
Mm-hmm.
He shook it off.
Yeah.
And he went out there and he settled down. He got the Pirates out. And that was impressive to me. As bad as the start was, I was looking, how do you handle this?
Mm-hmm.
And then to follow it up with that, if you're a Tiger fan, are you now thinking, okay, I don't want to get rid of him? Maybe you hold on to him. For me, I thought it was the perfect time to showcase him to the league, saying, hey, this guy could be on your staff and give us something back in return.
Yes.
But if you're a Tigers fan, you may think differently and say, well, why are we giving this kid up?
Yeah, I agree. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Pittsburgh would take him for Bednar and another reliever. I don't know. They saw him up close and personal, as you mentioned last week. The telephone number is 248-539-9797. Lots on the program today. We'll get into the Lions coming up at 3 o'clock because we're a little over 48 hours away from opening kickoff. Yeah, I'm excited too. Also, I did something last night that I need Rico's expertise on, and we're going to, you know, ask you guys whether you had the same happy experience. All right? It is the Valenti Show with Rico here on 97.1 The Ticket. It is the Valenti and Rico Show. I am Stoney in for Mike all week. He's just, you know, lying back in his chair, having some sodas. At Saratoga.
Stoney, I got to think he's having a great time.
Yeah.
I have not heard from this man one time, which means he is living his best life or he's lost all his money.
I think he's living his best life.
I think he's living his best life, too. But
you
can say, normally, there's and I love it because I always, Mike, just enjoy yourself.
Right.
The world didn't burn down. Go live your life. So, yes.
Look, I've been to Saratoga once, and it is really cool. I mean, obviously, I'm not as into horse racing now as I was when I was younger because of where I was living at the time and grew up with it, but not as much as Mike, obviously. But it's a beautiful setting, and a lot of times people wear, quote-unquote, fancier clothes that they normally would do it another track. I don't know if Mike does that.
See, I thought Saratoga was more of a laid back place.
It is laid back, but like if you have, if you're like part of the VIP crew that probably Mike might be, you know, he might occasionally, you know, get dressed up real nice. I don't know. Anyway, it's a cool scene. It really is. And a lot of people just hang out on the lawn and do their thing.
So, but yeah, we were talking about Suarez's injury and in the last segment, Stoney. I once again, I was blown away. Didn't like it. And hopefully it won't cost the Tigers. But I'm also the type of person, I don't like it when the team is rumored into things. I don't like it when the team is, because normally the rumors never work out to how you want it to be. And then you know what? You end up disappointed.
Right.
Because you didn't get your guy. You didn't get that guy. I mean, it reminded me a lot of just back in football season when, oh, the Max Crosby thing, and you didn't get him. And now anybody that you get, oh, that's all we got.
But we knew that there was no shot in hell they were getting Max Crosby.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden, momentum started swelling, and oh my goodness, we could do it, and maybe he wants out, and you know,
that was more fan. This at least had, you know, some respectable people talking about how the Tigers are in the hunt, so to speak. You know, but we'll see what happens. We still have what? It's 6 o'clock on Thursday, so we got time. Yeah, we got time. All right. Last night, I watched almost half of the new sensation, Happy Gilmore 2. And Happy Gilmore 1 was a fun movie. It wasn't, you know, I don't think
it was entertaining.
Yeah, some people love that movie more than I did. To me, it was good. It wasn't great. Adam Sandler, for me, I mean, I think he's really talented. He has some hits and he has some misses. Like Jack and Jill, I think was that the name of that movie. That was like one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. But it was okay. There were some really cool cameos, especially from golf people that were pretty funny. I don't want to spoil all of them. Dan Patrick is in there. Him and Adam Sandler are really good friends. Now, I know you like a lot of the sequels in Marvels and a lot of movies and things like that. When it comes to sports movies, are there any good sequels?
No. When it comes to sports movies, no, because most of the time, Stoney, it's always that in the end, it was like you can't outdo this. Like, I don't think you can make Remember the Titans 2.
Right.
I don't think you can make like certain movies, like the Major League movies.
I thought Major League 2 was good, not as good as 1.
Cash
Major
grab.
League 3 was awful.
It was
Rocky, though.
Okay, you know what? Yes, Rocky.
Up to 4, right?
But it got cheesier, and that's what made it good, was it got cheesier and cheesier until in Rocky 4, I always laugh because I tell my class, it's the only movie that had a montage that led into a montage. The training sequence into something else. So When I think Rocky, yes, Rocky 4, you know, Mr. T, Rocky 3. Okay, yes, the Rocky movies were.
Yeah.
But other than that, sports movies normally, because you can't, and I'm never one for like, okay, let's bring this movie back after, like Space Jam. Didn't need to see it the second time.
Well, come on, LeBron had to be Michael, right?
Right, like, and it's, and when this, what, 30 years, like, do you really need? Because I'm a firm believer with the movies, and maybe I'm just a movie snob. Sometimes less is more.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes if the movie was a classic, let it go. If you're going to have a sequel to it, make it quick. 30 years later, sorry. You might as well just remake the whole thing and do it all over again. So I'm going to wait for the reviews. I thought the first movie was okay.
Yeah.
I watched it. I think I've seen a couple scenes, but I wasn't like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever. But normally when you wait 30 years later, the movie just doesn't live up to the hype. It just doesn't.
So what do you think are A, the worst sports movie sequels ever. Now, not that many, right? And B, what are the worst sports movies in general? Because everybody always does the best sports movies, and they, you know, but what are the worst sports movies?
The worst sports movie. That's a good question.
I can tell you a movie that most people think is a bad movie, but I still enjoyed it, was Draft Day.
Yeah, I was going to say Draft Day. Draft Day, because I had never seen it. And then I started working here, and they started making references. So one day I'm like, you know what? I was on a plane. I'm like, I'm just going to watch this. I got four hours to kill.
Second time I watched it was on a plane.
So, and I'm watching it, and I'm literally taking notes. So let me get this. And I guess it's okay if you know nothing about football.
Right.
And you just get wrapped up in the story. So let me get this straight. You have the first round pick. First of all, you're sleeping with somebody in the building. Coach is walking around in a jumpsuit that says coach on it. Like Dan Campbell walking through. Think about Dan Campbell walking through Allen Park, but he has to wear on a jumpsuit with the Lions logo that says Dan Campbell coach on his heart. Like, we don't know who you are. And then it's like, so wait, nobody did the research on the quarterback and whether somebody went to his birthday party. And nobody did the research on Chadwick Boseman to know who the woman was in the stands that he gave the football to. Are you serious? Like, the NFL knows, Stoney, they know everything about you. Look, say what you want. Yes, you can hit the siren. I have gotten calls about people going to the league where they will ask me questions of what this kid was like in high school. I've gotten some of those calls.
I'm sure.
Where they're like, hey, you knew this person. Could you give us a little bit of information about him? And I'm like, okay, well, this person's like this. They know everything. Yes. They talk to everybody. And oh, by the way, it's draft day. Let's go ahead and have a celebration for your dead father on the practice field on draft day. Yeah.
You know, obviously Cleveland is the headquarters, but they make the huge trade with Seattle.
Right.
That was actually offered to the Detroit Lions, and they turned it down.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it was going to be the Lions?
It was going to be the Lions, and somebody in the organization or some people didn't want anything to do with it, even though it really didn't make them look bad. They ended up making a decent trade. If I remember correctly, it would have been great exposure for the Honolulu Blue and Silver.
All right. At the time, yeah, it would have been.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. It is the Valenti and Rico show with moi, Stoney, in for Valenti, 97.1, The Ticket. 248-539-9797. We were talking about, I saw Happy Gilmore last night, at least the first half of it is on Netflix. Glad I didn't have to go to a theater for
it. Wait, only the first half?
Yeah.
Is on Netflix?
No, the whole thing's on.
Okay. I thought maybe it was some marketing thing. Okay.
No. I went to bed. So, and it just got me thinking about worst sports movies. It wasn't bad. It was okay. Now, I have been told that the first half is much better than the second half. So I'm like, oh boy, second half may not be really good at all.
Yeah, I mean, there was some cheesy ones. There were some really cheesy sports movies. Like, I'm thinking of, hold on. Two football movies. The Replacements. Gene Hackman and Keanu Reeves.
The Replacements gets a lot of love out there.
Because it's one of those movies, it's so bad, it's good.
Right, it's one of those. A good, bad movie.
And the other one is Any Given Sunday. Given Sunday, once again, it's so bad. Bad and so over the top. LT cutting a car in half.
Pacino the coach, right?
Right. Game of Inches and Jamie Foxx steaming Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are two that I could think of that were just like, okay. I can't believe it. But yeah. Yeah, I would put those in, especially The Replacements is so bad. It's actually a good movie. That's right. My opinion.
All right. I mean, there have been, there was a golf movie called Bagger Vance, I think. Will Smith was in it. And I expected it to be much better than it was. And it was, wasn't anything special. Yeah. Obviously, Caddyshack 2 sucked.
If you once again. Once again.
Yes.
Don't make the sequel. You have a good product, leave it right there. Don't go for the cash grab. Just let the memories live on.
Well, and that's what a lot of people are saying on text here. Worst, best sports movies, MVP, most valuable primate. And then they said the worst sequel.
I'm sorry. What?
It says most valuable primate.
I never heard, I mean, Air Bud is a dog. I never heard of that most valuable primate.
Okay.
I got to look that one up.
But worst sequel, they say, is Slapshot 2. Now, everyone consensus loves Slapshot.
Slapshot was great.
Yeah.
Slapshot is one of the greatest sports movies and sports comedy movies of all time.
Another one here, Major League 2 was an awful sports movie.
I thought it was okay. I thought Major League 3, that
here's
was
the, Here's how you know when it's a bad sequel, when not all the cast comes back. When you had to replace Willie Mays Hayes, like... When everybody doesn't come back, that means it was just for the cash. You know what, David, real quick, I got another bad one. But it was so bad that some people, Blue Chips.
Oh, I like Blue Chips.
Are you kidding me?
I like Blue Chips. Come on.
Ricky Rowe.
Yeah.
I need a tractor coach.
Matt Nover was playing? Hurley was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was
Hurley?
Like all. It was a ton of cameos, but yeah. It was probably the best movie Shaq ever acted in, playing a basketball player. Stretch.
Yeah. But you know what? It turned out to be pretty prophetic, really.
It's basically, it did, but it was just one of those like, really? Okay. But no, it was bad. Ricky Rowe and I
hated the way it ended. When you just walked to the... to the playground.
Yeah, I'm going to coach these guys.
Yeah.
Surf's Up 2 is the worst sequel. Someone else says Caddyshack 2.
Yes.
Was awful. The worst one ever.
Awful. Awful.
The worst sports movie of all time was The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh.
No.
It's horrible. Jack and Wyandotte.
No.
No. Dr. J was in it.
Who was that? Jack?
No. Jack and Wyandotte.
Sorry. No. At the time, the movie was great. Now, it doesn't pass the test of time. Now, but Dr. J,
right,
the whole, I can learn how to count by twos. It's like, oh, okay.
And then do you remember Fast Break with Gabe Kaplan was the coach?
I do remember that. I was young because that was fresh off the Welcome Back Cotter days.
Yeah.
You would not slander the fish to say Pittsburgh.
No.
I'm not here for that. I'm not. Not at all. No. Sorry. I'll give you Juana Man. How about that instead?
That was on the other day, and I watched it. I don't know why. I think nothing else was on.
David, get out.
You know what's a horrible sports movie? Eddie. The Celtics.
Yeah. That was awful.
Whoopi Goldberg, was that what she was in? Yeah.
I think that's the one, yeah. D2, The Mighty Ducks, is way better than the first one.
Ooh.
Draft Day and Mr. 3000 are criminally underrated.
Wow. Underrated? Draft Day? Draft Day is one of the best awful movies.
First of all,
it sounds stupid, but it's true.
I mean, think about it. Everything that went on from inside the facilities, the coach walking around, you're basically having an inappropriate relationship with an employee and who's a subordinate of you. You go through, you tear up the one guy's laptop. Think of all the lawsuits that would have happened if that movie were to happen. Everybody's fine. I mean, the world lost their mind because a couple was at a concert and got caught on the kiss cam. Could you imagine if that happened at Allen Park or any other place? Like, I'm sorry, what? I mean, actually, it did in the Celtics. And you saw what happened to Ime Udoka.
Right.
Congratulations, you're fired. Just gonna sleep with my wife? Not anymore, son. You can leave. So that's what makes Draft Day so bad. But the fact that no one knew, why did Chadwick Boseman give the ball? Well, that was his mother who was dying? Or his sister?
Right. Yeah,
she's dead. Like, she's dying. Oh, well, that's his girlfriend. Nobody? Nobody? Really? Okay. Wow.
And by the way, Mr. 3000 is not criminally.
It's pretty bad.
Bad, but they said it was underrated.
No.
It was.
It was not underrated. No.
It really was.
Someone is calling you out, Rico.
What?
Because they heard you say that movie should not make a sequel. Well, if that's the case, they say, then there would be no all of the Indiana Jones movies, no all the Star Wars movies, all the Marvel movies.
No. I said you don't do a sequel 20, 30 years later. Indiana Jones came out with a movie, what, last summer?
Yes,
I didn't even bother to see it.
Yeah.
I don't want to see Harrison Ford rolling around in a wheelchair. Like, bruh, you're not the same person that you were.
But there were sequels throughout the years before then. It wasn't that was the second one, right?
No, right. And actually, the second Indiana Jones was horrible. The Temple of Doom. Then the third one, when Sean Connery, was one of the better ones. When they went after. But then after that, they were bad. So I get it. The Marvel movies weren't sequels. They just kind of played off of each other. But yes, certain movies, the sequel is good. The Godfather.
Right.
The Godfather. Yes. I have this argument all the time.
Many people think Godfather 2 is
better. The Godfather 2 is actually better than 1 because The Godfather 2 was actually two separate movies that had nothing to do with each other. You could have separated them and played them at different times in the same theater as a double feature, and it would have worked.
Yeah, Godfather 3 was awful, though.
Godfather 3, Godfather 3 ranked right up there with Beverly Hills Cop 3. Never should have been made.
Oh, you're
Beverly
right
Hills
about
Cop
that.
2?
Yes.
Yes. Better movie. 3, actors didn't want to be in it. When they don't want to be in it, no.
Now someone's calling you out, Stoney.
For real?
The Happy Gilmore movies aren't supposed to be good. They are supposed to be stupid funny. And then he also says the second half of Happy Gilmore 2 is much better.
Oh, okay.
So you have to finish it.
I will finish it. There's no doubt we're going to finish it. But stupid funny is, I love stupid funny. That's why it was pretty much what I expected. I wasn't, you know, I thought Happy Gilmore, the original, was good. I think it was one of the greatest comedies of all time that some people do.
But sequels, but I like not into sequels. I mean, certain ones, yes. But David, look, there's a lot that the Matrix did a sequel 20 years later, and it was awful. And I loved it. I'm like, oh, I love the Matrix. It was like, really?
You know what else did a sequel? Not a sports movie. I love Independence Day. Then they did Independence Day 2, like 30 years later.
The right. kids all grown up. Like the kids and Thor's little brother. Like, seriously? This is horrible. This is like Jeff Goldblum. Did you really need the money? You really Jurassic Park. You know how I feel, and I know you know how I feel about Jurassic Park. After the first time, we made a mistake. No, let's keep building dinosaurs that are more ferocious until it was like one of them. The dinosaur, it was a raptor that could not only swim, it could fly. Yeah, let's keep creating things that'll kill us.
Was the new one that came out recently, is that any good?
Stoney, I don't know because you keep doing this. So at this point, it's beyond Darwinism. You guys keep making these dinosaurs. They keep eating you. Let's keep making more. They keep eating you. At some point, the first one, I get it. After that, it's like Jason and Freddy movies. You asking for it.
All right, Valenti and Rico with me, Stoney and for Valenti on 97.1 The Ticket. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, it's time for football today. Sounds like Brent Musburger should be around. Love that music.
I do miss Musburger. He was great.
You are looking live.
So let's get to it, guys. Teams most likely to sustain last year's games. Mm-hmm. So let's get to it, guys. Let's start with Arizona State. So, yes, everyone remembers Cam Scatabue.
They love him in New York right now.
He's gone, but they return a lot of talent. They return Sam Levitt. They return from the receiving core Jordan Tyson, who late in 2024 was a big play producer for them. Then they have Malik McClain, Jalen Moss. They have some weapons there. Can they sustain their success from last year?
I think they can because they're in an awful conference. Well, not awful, but
it's not the SEC or big. Yeah,
exactly. I love their coach. You know, whether that runs its course, I don't know. But, you know, Dillingham, he's pretty damn good. So I think they can do what they did last year.
I'm going to say yes, they can. And this is going to be a theme for me, David. they're returning their quarterback. That's the key. In college football now, if you have a second or even better, a third-year quarterback or somebody who came from an established place, you can hit the ground running. And I'm sure a lot of State fans wish that Leavitt was still there, but he went there and he kind of did that. He used a little bit of experience that he had at MSU, and he really turned it on at Arizona State, and he's back. Yes. Anybody with a returning quarterback, it works. Because of this transfer portal thing, it's the ones with the brand new QBs I don't feel good about.
He might be in like one of the good, not one of the top ones, but one of the what ifs. What if he was recruited by Jonathan Smith at Oregon State?
Yeah, that
he might have stayed. I don't know.
Stoney, I'll just put it like this. I have never just openly seen an athlete come out and say that they hated a coach.
I know.
And just basically F you.
Yeah.
The second they hired Jonathan Smith, oh, hell no, I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm gone. See ya.
Here's something else that's significant that I forgot to mention with Arizona State. And you're right about the quarterback, Rico. But their offensive line and defense bring back a ton of seniors.
Yeah.
So that's huge. So the court, along with the quarterback, and now you have seniors returning on your right. line.
You got
and
the
your
offensive
defense.
Line. You
and
got the quarterback. So, yeah.
And even if they're not great on a great offensive line, cohesion and continuity is very important.
And when Texas, think of it, when Texas and Oklahoma left the Big 12, Big 12's wide open. I could easily see Arizona winning this thing. Arizona State, I mean.
Yes.
Next on the list, the Baylor Bears. They went 8-5 last year, but here's the key. They won the last six games of the regular season, scoring an average of 12 points more than projected, and they return a ton. Can they sustain success?
They're always, to me, since RG3 left, have been the America's tease of a team. You always think they're going to be really, really good, and they just
and then when
never
they're good,
deliver.
They're not. And then when you think that they stink,
yes,
they're good.
Yes.
So following that logic, David, I guess Stoney is saying no.
Yeah. You like their coach, Armada, right? He's still there.
Yeah,
right?
it's just the conference that they're in. It's everybody is open. There's no clear cut team when you look at that Big 12. So I can see them, yes, David, they may be able to sustain this.
Yeah, Dave Aranda. He is the head coach there. He is returning.
Armada.
This one, hear me out here. It's a MAC school. It is the Buffalo Bulls. They went 9-4 last year, and they return a ton as well. And the only threat they have in the MAC is Toledo.
Isn't their head coach the guy who was like an assistant coach at Michigan for like 1 year?
Believe so. Yes.
Yeah. I gotta be honest with you. I know nothing about Buffalo.
I know.
Yeah, I would have to look at their schedule, David. But I mean. Are they returning a ton of people?
They are returning defensive end Kobe Stewart, huge guy for them. Outside linebacker Deion Crawford, another great defender for them. And their other linebacker, Red Murdoch. So three key defenders.
Because here's the thing, the MAC schools, how many did you keep from going and taking that step up to go
right.
to the Power Four?
That's a great question.
Because if you're blowing up in the MAC, it's like, yeah, I'm wasting my time here. I'm going to go make some money, six figures down the road. So, yeah, I mean, sure, why not?
And I know it's the MAC, but, I mean, there is a group of five, yes. you know, team that can go to the college football playoff.
Yeah.
They do open.
Okay. Yeah, they can.
Hold on. They open against Minnesota, and then they really have nothing else. So if you beat Minnesota and run through the MAC.
And I'm trying to think, is Minnesota, who's their quarterback? Like
exactly.
I think it's a kid coming back again, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's the Gophers.
Let's move on to the next school, and that is the Illini. They were 10-3 last year, and Rico, we've talked about this team because their schedule looks like what Indiana did last year.
Yeah.
So, can they sustain success?
They are like the darling. I mean, even in the Big Ten, you know, media deal, right? Everybody had them, what, third or fourth? Fourth.
Well, Sonny, here's why.
And they bring back Altmaier, right?
Yeah, they bring in back the quarterback, like I said. Their schedule, Stoney.
Yeah.
Home, Western Illinois, at Duke, Western Michigan Broncos at home, at Indiana, USC at home, at Purdue. Here's their one tough game. They got the Buckeyes. at home. Then they're at the Huskies. That'll be tough as well. At Rutgers, Maryland, at Wisconsin, and then they finish off with Northwestern. So in theory, I see two losses. So at worst, three losses.
So they only play one of the perceived top four. That's Ohio State. Ohio, so right. They don't play Penn State. They don't play Oregon, obviously.
Now, I do. Like I said, now me, I'm big on the Huskies. They got to go out to Seattle to play.
Right.
We'll see what happens there. But, yeah, and those are – they got the Buckeyes bye week, and then they're at Seattle. But other than that, if they can get through that two games in 3 weeks, I don't see them losing a game.
And let me ask you this, and I'm thinking your answer is going to be yes. Of course, I don't know what that week looks like for the Big Ten because, you know, the Big Noon kickoff. But I'm sure Illinois would prefer that Ohio State game to be an NBC night game, right?
Is it
home?
Yeah, it's at home.
Yes. So I just don't know what the rest of the Big Ten looks like that week for the noon, because that would be horrible if they're a noon kickoff.
That's a good question, David. Let's see who Michigan. Let's be real. Let's just see who Michigan's playing, because God knows they want to follow Michigan wherever they want to go. Michigan will be playing. Hold on, let me see.
October 11th.
Michigan is playing. Oh, well, it's at USC, which means it'll be a 9 o'clock game.
So then, that's the night game on NBC, Michigan. So
no, they may play this at you know what?
10 o'clock, maybe.
Wake the hell up. 9 a.m. out in California, big noon kickoff. Why? Michigan. Gus. Ha-ha!
Let's finish it off with this team here. And as I'm getting ready to say this team, I can hear Kenny's voice in my head laughing because of their quarterback. It is the Miami Hurricanes. They were 10-3 last year, but their quarterback is Carson Beck. So can they sustain success with Beck?
You know what? I'm going to say yes. I think that they can, because success in the ACC is different than success is in the SEC. Cam Ward was able to go out there and win some games. He has experience. Like I said, I've been preaching all about experience. He has it. I'm going to say, yes, he can.
He's played some big games, but we'll know about them right from the first game, which is against the Fighting Irish. And they have to play Florida State on the road. Syracuse is at home. Watch out for Syracuse.
And by the way, Kenny, apparently we can't make fun of people from the state of Georgia anymore. A high school, just a brand new football facility, $52 million. Was it Buford?
Buford High School.
I don't know who's famous from Buford, but yeah.
Jimmy Powers went to Buford High
School. You know what? Jimmy probably paid for half the stadium.
Yes.
15 luxury suites, 10,000 seat stadium. High school. David, what's up with Cass?
We got to rally him up. That is your.
How much for three extra yards?
That is your college football blitz.